You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh, ahead of a Braille 200 reception. I'm joined now by the RNIB Scotland Director, James Adams. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you and good evening.
Big, big evening tonight. What can we expect at tonight's event?
Well, tonight is part of the 200th anniversary of Invention of Braille, and RNIB and other sort of charities have been running events right across the United Kingdom to mark this occasion, 200 years. So tonight we are in the Scottish Parliament where we have a reception, and we're expecting over 200 people, which will include members of the Scottish Parliament, the presiding officer of the Parliament speaking. We're also going to be joined by the French Consul General, who's coming over as well. We're also going to have dozens and dozens of members of the blind and partisan community in Scotland, as well as we're also hoping to have our chair, Anna Tyler, to say a few words as well, chair of RNIB.
So how important is it to get everybody here just to celebrate and enthuse over 200 years of Braille?
It is about celebration, and it is about recognising the tremendous achievement. I mean, we see technology moving so fast nowadays, but here's something that was developed by, you know, Louis Braille 200 years ago, and it is still as important now as it was then to people with who are blind and farsighted, who use Braille to unlock the world and be able to sort of read and accumulate information. And so we really hope that while celebrating that, we're able to make some valid points to the politicians and other people who are coming, that it's all very good having technology, but we need to make sure Braille still stays as an option for people who want to use it, who have sight loss.
A few speeches tonight. Any one in particular you're looking forward to hearing?
Sue Marshall, who is a blind woman herself, and she has recently retired as an RNIB volunteer. So she spent 30 years, every week, teaching blind and partisan people how to use Braille. So over the course of that time, I can only imagine how many people across Scotland, perhaps across the UK, who have learned Braille from Sue Marshall. So she's going to speak about her experience and also sort of demonstrate some of the utilities of Braille, because as people know, it's more than just being able to read. There's all sorts of other aspects to it. So she's going to do a really fascinating talk around that.
Well, James Adams, Director for RNIB Scotland, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and enjoy the evening.
Thank you, David.